Well, you're right, Daryl. Daryl says, I still can't see Paul in Isaiah 49:6. The entire context is prophecy, still yet future kingdom of heaven doctrine. But you're right. But it is the same kind of typology that's in chapter 6. You can use it because Paul used it. You can't get around the fact that in Isaiah 49:6 and 7 there, Paul used the passage. So it's just the use of it because he was trying to convince the Jews they should listen to him. As a matter of fact, the things that Paul could tell the Jews about himself from Isaiah 6 and Isaiah 49:6 and 7 is why Jews would ever listen to him anyway. And we don't need to worry about that because that transition time is gone. But I understand what you mean. The rest of the entire chapter is all future. Sure is. But that's not unusual about prophecy. It shows up more than once. It was present tense as well as future tense when it was said, and yet there was a verse or two there that still applied to Paul. He's not in it. It's just the type. That's when I said, that's Paul, I meant that you have to snatch that one verse out of there to make it Paul. But thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was brilliant again.
Yeah.